This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchim Abam, welcome everyone. Parshas Pekudei, the final parsha on Sefer Shemois. So, we want to thank Dr. Zakheim Mishpachta for sponsoring the Shurman Sefer Shemois, Le'i Nishmas, Reb Shlomo Eliezer ben Rav Yaakov Zakheim, and Le'i Nishmas, Reb Rivka Bas Tuvia Halevi. We thank her for sponsoring Sefer Shemois, Mervarach, their family, Simcha Sanachas, Arbias Goyal Tzedek. Tonight's shir is sponsored by Yedidi, Dr. Meir Fuchs, who is the sponsor of the humble Sefer Magid Horakia on Purim in Lashon HaKodesh. So if you got the English one last week, that doesn't mean that you can't get the Hebrew one this week, and vice versa. They're different pieces. And tonight is Dr. Fuchs's mother's yahrzeit, so tonight she is dedicated to Nishmas Chana Bas Meir Yitzchak, whose yahrzeit is tonight, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Began Eden, Teimenu Chasa, Shubiyam Elisa Yishar, for their whole family, for Simcha Sanachas, Arbi Yaskal Tzedek. Okay, Purim. Purim is coming up. The best shiurim are on Purim, but it's also Parshas Pekudei. So let us begin in the following way. The Medrash tells us regarding the Machzas HaShekel. So even though this week is not Kisisa, but we're going to go back to the Machzas HaShekel a little bit. And the Medrash wants to know, what's the union of the Machzas HaShekel? Why do we give a Machzas HaShekel? The Medrash first talks about Pidyon HaBen. Raise your hand if you ever went to a Pidyon HaBen. Raise your hand if you ever made a Pidyon HaBen. Yeah. Okay. What's the inyan of a pidyon haben? The five sela that we give to the kohen is the kapara for mechiras Yosef, which was five sela. Okay, interesting. What pidyon haben has to do with mechiras Yosef? That we're going to save for a different time. But says the Medrash, if you look at number 7, Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lashvatim, Atem mechartem b'noshel Rachel b'esrim kasef. You sold the son of Rachel for 20 silver pieces. Lefikach yeh kol echad ve'echad magiyah bekal agogoyles. Therefore, each and every person, it should reach a half a beka, a half a coin per head. Hadehudachsev bekal agogoyles. In other words, the Medrash makes the following chashbon. They sold Yosef for 20 silver pieces. 10 of the brothers sold Yosef, so that comes out that each brother got 2 dinar for the sale of Yosef. 2 dinar equals a half a shekel. So the purpose of Machzas HaShekel is to bring a kapara for Mechiras Yosef. You ever hear that? That the reason you give a Machzas HaShekel is to atone for Mechiras Yosef. So, on Erev Purim, you're going to go to the Pushka, go to that plate, and there are going to be these old rusty so half silver dollars. Did I ever tell you the miracle that happened with the half silver dollars? We don't have time now, but I have a really good story about that. Mamish, a miracle. One of the most unbelievable things that ever happened to me. Anyway, the reason why we give a half a shekel, when you put in that $1.50 and you pick up the 3 silver shekel and you're going to lift it up, you should think this is a kapara for Mechiras Yosef. That is what the Medrash says. What in the world does Machzas HaShekel have to do with Mechiras Yosef? I mean, what Machzas HaShekel is in Kisisa, it goes to the Adonim of the Mishkan, right? This week's Parsha talks about the Adonim. Why exactly is the Machzas HaShekel a kapara for Mechiras Yosef? Let's talk about another question. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Megillah, Amar Reish Lakish, it is revealed and known before He who said, and the world came into being, that Haman was destined to weigh out for the Jewish people, Asara Salafim Kikar Kesef, 10,000 talents of silver. So, and Haman was going to garner a certain kayach and a certain power by measuring out those shekel, and therefore God preempted Haman. Haman wanted to kill us in Yud Gimel Adar, therefore we preempt him annually by giving the Machzas HaShekel. Every year, when do they start announcing about the Machzas HaShekel? Rosh Chodesh Adar. Tonight in Yerushalayim, they would have these trucks going around with the loudspeaker. Everyone give a Machzas HaShekel! Everyone give a Machzas HaShekel! And on all the signs, they would poster everywhere. plaster everywhere. Everyone has to give the Machzis HaShekel. Of course, the Machzis HaShekel would go to the carbon tamid, which was had to be renewed. The fund had to be renewed Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And a month before, we would make a collection for the Machzis HaShekel. And that was done on Adar, but the Gemara says the deeper reason of why that was done in Adar is to preempt Haman. Haman was coming, and this is an interesting idea, because what do you mean we preempt him? It's now 1,000 years after Haman. Haman tried to kill us on Yud Gimel Adar. Oh, we preempt him on Rosh Chodesh Adar 1,000 years later? But the idea is that the power of Haman is annual. It's a living kayach. That's why we fast every year, Tainus Esther, to Mevatel this year's Haman. And every year we go through the mitzvahs of Purim to again abolish Haman, the annual Haman. And how do we abolish Haman's kayach of measuring out the silver coins? By announcing the Machzis HaShekel every Rosh Chodesh Adar. So now the question is, how does the Machzis HaShekel, what is it about the Machzis HaShekel that overcomes Haman? Like, what's the quality of Machzis HaShekel that overcomes Haman? And another interesting thing is the Gemara says, aside from the announcement about the Machzis HaShekel in Rosh Chodesh Adar, there's another thing we announce in Rosh Chodesh Adar. The Gemara says, V'haynu d'tnan be'echad be'adar mashmien al hashkalim. On the first day, you have any sheets of Adar, we call out about the shkalim and the al haklayim and about klayim. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Every Rosh Chodesh Adar, we would call out about klayim. We would make the following announcement. Most people during the winter, they're a little bit sluggish and they're a little out of touch and they're a little disoriented. And, you know, they're bogged down, and they're not really following what's going on in their fields. And over the course of the winter, you know, things could start to grow on their own, and maybe some klayim started to grow together. And therefore, on the first day of Adar, we call out, make sure that you don't have grapes and wheat, you know, growing together. And we make an announcement that you need to separate all klayim in the fields. So it's very interesting that basically we make two announcements. Everyone, make sure you give Machzis HaShekel, and everyone separate your klayim. Like what does one have to do with the other? What does the Machzis HaShekel got to do with the making sure that people don't have klayim planted in their fields? So let us begin with the drasha of Siach Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, who is called the Pesh Lishi. He's called the Pesh Lishi. He's a student of a student of the Vilna Gaon, and he has an incredible exposition about the Machzis HaShekel and about the subject of Achdos. He says as follows. He says that when Klal Yisrael is in unity, they are blessed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when Klal Yisrael is ba'Achdos, they are not limited by number. Number, by definition, is finite. Number, by definition, is finite. You have 3, you have 7, you have 1 billion, but a number is finite. But when we're 1, then we could connect to the infinite, we could connect to Hashem, and then we're not subject to finite, and we could be blessed with all the blessings in the world. So basically, the Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver says that when Klal Yisrael is 1 and we're not counted, see, the danger is, remember in Kisisa, Hashem says, don't count the Jewish people. If you count the Jewish people, they're going to be subject to plague. But when we're not counted, that means we're 1. Counted means he's 1 guy by himself, that guy over there, that hot shot in you know, deep right field, and that big shot over there. But that's when we're counted. When we're not counted, then we all recognize we need each other. I need your talents, he needs you, you need me, and so forth. And when Klal Yisrael's bi'achdos, then we could connect to Hashem Echad, and we could gain all the blessing in the world, like Chazal tell us, that if Klal Yisrael would be bi'achdos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would even forego and forgive the Avera of Avodah Zarah. Therefore, but once we're disparate, then Hashem says, I'm one. If you guys are not one, I'm not with you. So what happens if Chas V'Shalom Hashem says, I'm not with you? Then we're going to be governed by mazalos. Now here's the problem. North Koreans have a mazal. Russians have a mazal. Ukrainians have a mazal. Polaks have a mazel. Klal Yisrael has no mazel, which means naturally we should not exist. Like when Hashem told Abraham, Abraham looked up in the stars. Abraham said, hey, I don't exist. God said, you're right. Naturally, you don't exist. I carry you above the stars. You're connected to me. But when we can't connect to God, then we have no right to exist. So if we're not ba'achtos, then we can't connect to Hashem Echad. And we can't connect to Hashem Echad, we cannot exist, period. So comes Haman, and Haman throws this dagger at the Jewish people. What's the dagger? Take a look at number 3. Va'yomer Haman la'melech Achashverosh, yeshnayam echad, mefuzar u'mefayrod bein ha'amim. You see, Achashverosh says, I'm afraid to start up with the Jewish people. They're I'm afraid of their God. So Haman says, you don't have to be afraid of their God. Their God is not with them. Achashverosh says, what do you mean their God is not with them? No! Yeshnayam echad! They used to be one, but now mefuzar u'mefayrod. They're disparate. They can't get along. He doesn't like him. She doesn't like her. They don't like each other. They go to each other's simchas, and when they're just like eyeing each other, and they're jealous of each other, and they're thinking, when is it going to be over, and why him, and he's not worthy of it, and he's not deserving, and they're just like bitter toward each other. So Haman says, don't worry, God's not with them. God's only with them when they're one. But they're not one! They're mefuzar or mefayrod! Right? And we said many times, the Manos Halevi says that's the reason for Mishlayach Manos, to create unity in Klal Yisrael, to show Haman was wrong. That's why Esther says, Lech Kenois Eskal HaYehudim. Here's the plan. Gather them. And do what? Do nothing. Just gather them. Now, here's the secret of the century. Okay? Everyone says, Achdos, let's all get along. Let's kumbaya, let's have a kumzitz, and sing songs that have Yerushalayim in it. Okay? And maybe thank you Hashem also. No, that has nothing to do with Achdos. And we have to know, should you be Ba'achdos with all Jews? Maybe not. We'll see. With who? Who should you be Ba'achdos with? What's the importance of Achdos? Says Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, a frightening idea. There are two forces of evil in the world. There's the Samach Mem. And there's the Nachash. And that's one couple that, you know where they got married. That is some couple. The Samach Mem and the Nachash. The force of impurity and the snake. And they are this really great couple. If they ever got together, when they do get together, they destroy the world. The Samach Mem and the Nachash. And corresponding to them is Kodesh Brichu and the Shechina. You know, for those who say L'Shem Yichud, you say a mitzvah is you want to be Meyached Kodesh Brichu and the Shechina. Now, what exactly that means? What does it mean to be Meyached Kodesh Brichu and the Shechina? Hashem is one. How could we even say Hashem has different elements? But there is such a concept. There's Kodesh Brichu and the Shechina, and they are standing opposed to the Nachash and the Samach Mem. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, the student of the student of the Gra. When Klal Yisrael is b'machloikes, Kodesh Brichu and the Shechina separate. And the Samach Mem and the Nachash unite. And they bring destruction to the world. And when Klal Yisrael is b'achdus, Kodesh Brichu and Shechina unite. And the Samach Mem and the Nachash, they separate. That's the way it goes. And therefore, says Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, there is no Avera in the Torah worse than Machloikes. You know why? Because literally, all devastation in the world comes from Machloikes. When there's Machloikes, God, the Kodesh Brichu Shechina, separate, and the Samach Mem and the Nachash get together. When there's Shalom, then Kodesh Brichu Shechina come together, and the Samach Mem and the Nachash separate. Now you're going to hear the second biggest... Now you can hear the second biggest chiddush of the century, maybe of the millennia. People go to the Sfarim store and they put up these big signs, Mazel Adar Dogim, with like this friendly fish, like from a cartoon, like from Charlie Brown or something, right? Like this googly-eyed fish that makes you feel good. Oh, Mazel Adar Dogim. But Chazal say that when Haman saw that the Mazel of Adar Dagim, he was happy because he'll be able to destroy Klal Yisrael. Are you telling me Haman looked at that cartoon fish and he said, oh, the scary fish is coming. I'm going to be able to destroy the Jews. I mean, that fish is the most, you know, wacky looking character in the world. I mean, it's like this, it's like a cartoon character. It makes you smile. Is that really what empowered Haman? Because he saw Mr. Googly-eyed fish? What exactly is the Mazel Adar Dagim? The answer is, this Mazel Adar Dagim has been homogenized and sanitized for kindergarten people. So it makes them feel good that this is a fish that they had, like a goldfish. Although Haman is not getting empowered by that fish that you buy on that poster. You know who the Dagim are? Chazal say that when Hashem created the world, He created the world b'taninim gedoilim, big monsters. And if these two monsters, the Leviathan and its mate, got together, they would destroy the world, so God had to kill one and salt the other. You know who the two fish of Adar are? The Samach Mem and the Nachash. So that's the last time you're putting up like Mazel Adar Dogim in your shul. You know, Mazel Adar are the two monsters. And Haman was very empowered. The Dogim here are the Nachash and the Samach Mem. And you ever wonder, the Mazel of Nisan is what? What? The tle, right? The sheep. And the mazel of Sivan are twins, and the mazel of, you have a bucket, and you have besula, and you have all kinds of, and Adar is plural, dagim. Which dagim? Two fish, the Samach Mem and the Nachash. And when Adar comes out in a regular year, they get together and they destroy the world. So Hashem orchestrated, according to Yerushalmi, that the year that the Purim story happened, Yerushalmi says it was an Ibaryar, to keep the Nachash away from the Samach Mem. They purposely were Ma'aber the Shana to split up these two monsters. Otherwise, they would literally destroy the world. So when Haman pointed out, Yashnoi Am Echad, Mefuzar Mefayrad, Bein Ha'amim, he was saying the Jewish people are disparate. The Shechina and the Kodesh Baruch Hu are away from each other. Achashverosh, you have nothing to worry about because now they're not connected to Hashem. Now they have to connect to a mazel. They have no mazel. We're going to destroy them. We're going to unleash the Nachash and the Samach Mem, says Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. And therefore, what's the Eitzah to overcome Haman? The Machzis Hashekel. Why? Say, Gladstein, Kisisa was 2 weeks ago. Well, relax, okay? The Machzis Hashekel says that we're all equal. I'm not better than you. I'm not more important than you. You're as valuable as I am. We're all equal. We're all part of the same team. Ha'asher lo yarbe. You can't give more. You can't give less. Everyone is equally valued in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The purpose of the Machzis Hashekel is to simply to create Jewish unity. As the Al-Sheikh HaKadosh quotes Rav Shlomo Al-Kabetz, look number 4, he famously says that the purpose of Machzis Hashekel is Lahoyrois, Es Bnei Yisrael, Yachas Achdusam, Bal Yale Alev Ishmehem, Shu Nifrod Mechaveroi. Let nobody think that he's separate from his friend. Kiim Ki'ilu Kol Echad Chatzi. Rather, everyone is only half. And when we join together, Nasa Echad Shalem. So I give a machzis, you give a machzis to indicate we are a Dover Shalem together. Therefore, the Machzis Hashekel preempted Haman. Haman says we're a bunch of, we're disparate, we're b'machloikas, we can't get along. So we preempt him on Rosh Chodesh Adar with the Machzis Hashekel to demonstrate Achdos. And what do we do with the Machzis Hashekel? We give it to the Mishkan. And what did they make out of the Mishkan? Says Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, this week's parsha, you have a chumash, they take the Machzis Hashekel, and they make it into Adonim. What are the Adonim? Shkoyach, everyone. What are the Adonim? They're the sockets that the planks stand in. Meaning, what does the Mishkan stand on? The Machzis Hashekel. On the Achdos Yisrael. The entire Mikdash and the Mishkan stands on Achdos Yisrael. Now we understand how Sinas Chinam destroys the Beis HaMikdash. Because without, the Beis HaMikdash stands on the Adonim, which is the Achdos Yisrael. When we don't have Achdos, the Mishkan has nothing to stand on. So that is the basis of the Mishkan. That is the basis of the Mikdash. The Adonim. And the Adonim were produced from the Machzas HaShekel, meaning the Beis HaMikdash stands on Achdos Yisrael. Now it's very interesting, because was that the only thing that they used for the Mishkan, for the Machzas HaShekel? Were the Adonim the only thing they made out of the Machzas HaShekel? Anyone remember? What else did they make out of the Machzas HaShekel? The hooks. So it says like this. I once heard from Rabbi Yisrael Reisman, you know, there's a halacha. How many people make up a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa? 600,000. Why? Because the Machane Yisrael in the Midbar were 600,000 Jews. No, they weren't. We read in this week's parasha, how many Jews were there in the Midbar? There were 603,550. So where did this come from? 600,000 Jews. There is no such thing as 600,000 Jews. There never were 600,000. The Machane Yisrael were 603,000. So why is it that if someone carries in Rosh Hashanah with 600,000 Jews, they're chayiv for violating Shabbos? Why should it be chayiv? You still need another 3,550. Now, 600,000 Jews who contributed to the Machzas HaShekel, their 600,000 Machzas HaShekel went to make 100 Adonim. But the 1,775 Shekel, which came from the 3,550, they went for the Vavim. It could be, Rabbi Reisman suggests, not all the Jews walked in the Machane Yisrael. Because we know there were many Jews expelled from the Anan. The Anan expelled many Jews. So it could be, he wants to suggest, only 600,000 Jews were in the Anan. So the 600,000 Jews who were in the Anan, they contributed to the Adonim that were in the Mishkan. And the 3,550 who walked outside of the camp, they contributed to the Vavim that were outside of the Mishkan. Okay. But I just want to add, if the purpose of the Machzas HaShekel is for Achdos Yisrael, then the Adonim we know is what houses the Mishkan, but a Vavin represents a Vav HaChibor, the Vav of attachment, meaning I need to be connected with you. As we know, when Kayin killed Hevel, so Chazal say that Hashem made a sign on Kayin's forehead. The Zohar says, what was the Ois? The letter Vav. He was telling Kayin, you wanted to be all by yourself in this world. You felt you didn't need anybody else. The lesson's going to be you're going to have a permanent vav on your forehead indicating you made a big mistake. In this world, you need other people. You can't be selfish. You can't only be into yourself. So the vavin also perhaps represent the need for Achdos Yisrael. Now, one little thing. Comes Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz. And Rabbi Yonatan Abishitz wants to know, okay, that means on Rosh Chodesh Adar they announce Mashmim al Hashkolim and on Aklayim, right? So what do the two have to do with each other? They make an announcement that you have to give the Machzas HaShekel, and they also make an announcement that you have to get rid of your Klayim, like Matz Shmita Itzel Har Sinai. So says Rabbi Yonatan Abishitz, Jewish unity is very important with good people, not with Rishon. There's no unity with Rishon. So therefore, Chazal reminding us, yeah, we all need to be ba'achdos, provided it's min b'minai. We're all the same species, but with those who are not enoi minam, klayim, you gotta get rid of your klayim. In other words, only be ba'achdos with those who are doing the correct thing. That's a little tricky, because Yetzer will convince you, oh, they're not doing the correct thing, they're not doing. But there is an objective threshold of when people are acting properly, so all Jews were ba'achdos. So those who are not, so then, basically, we value them. We say, look, we're here. So that could also be symbolized by 600,000. We make Adonim, and they're all ba'achdos, but they're not ba'achdos with the 3,550. They're sort of on the, you know, they're in the bleachers. So, okay. So that's, now, according to this approach, we understand very beautifully how the Machzas HaShekel is a kapara for Mechiras Yosef. We started off, the Medrash says, that the purpose of Machzis HaShekel, it's a kapara for Mechiras Yosef. What does the Machzis HaShekel got to do with Mechiras Yosef? The answer is very simple. Mechiras Yosef was the paragon, the paradigm, the quintessential example of Sinas Chinam. And the way to correct that is through Machzis HaShekel. Machzis HaShekel brings Achdus Yisrael. Okay, so that would be a very beautiful explanation for the Medrash of how the Machzis HaShekel is a kapara for Mechiras Yosef. So it comes out, the Machzis HaShekel engenders Achdus, and then what do we use the Machzis HaShekel for? The Adonim, and the whole Mishkan then stands on Achdus Yisrael, it stands on the Machzis HaShekel. But here's another incredible pshat. I want to thank my friend Daniel Weinstein, who sent me a parsha sheet called Koivetz Penine Hashar, where I saw this second approach. What was the sin of Mechiras Yosef? Do we have a sin? You have brothers. They kidnapped their brother. They threw him in a pit with snakes and scorpions. They tried to kill him. They took him away from his father, and they sold him to a foreign land. There is an amazing Yaakov Ruveni. Yaakov Ruveni says in Parshas Toldos that the 100 Adonim that the Mishkan stood on represent another thing in Yiddishkeit, another thing in Judaism, that are 100. What else do we have that's 100? Mea brachos b'chol yom. 100 blessings a day. Yeah? We have 100 blessings a day. When David HaMelech saw that people were dying, he was masakin that you have to make 100 blessings a day. Ma Hashem lekach hashal me'imach al tikri ma ela mea. Somehow the 100 Adonim represent mea brachas b'chol yom, says the Yalkut Ruveni. There's a wondrous Zayar. The Zayar Chadash says, in Parshas Chukas, you know what the Avera of Mechiras Yosef was? That they didn't let Yosef make Mea Brachos B'chol Yoim. I mean, huh? That's the problem? They try to kill him. They try to sell him. They could. I mean, I don't know if he could wear tefillin. I don't know if he's a Shema. That's what we're nailing them for? Yeah. That's what the Zayar says explicitly. The problem with Mechiras Yosef is they tried to take away Mea Brachos. Okay. Now, right off the bat, it comes out very beautiful. Because the Adonim, the 100 Adonim, represent Mea Brachos. What was it made out of? The Machzis HaShekel. So now we see how Machzis HaShekel is a kapara for Mechiras Yosef. The sin of Mechiras Yosef is they took away 100 Brachos. So the tikkun is, give a Machzis HaShekel, establish the Mishkan, which is the reflection, the representation of 100 Brachos b'chol yom. So it comes out quite amazing how the Machzis HaShekel is a kapara for Mechiras Yosef, because Machzis HaShekel is used for the Adonim. The Adonim represent Mea Brachos B'chol Yom, and the sin of Mechiras Yosef was they prevented him from making Mea Brachos B'chol Yom. Now, you're saying, what does this have to do with the mask mandate because of COVID? You'll see. I thought you might ask that question. So we're going to get to that. Because, you know, on Purim, we wear masks. But we only wear it on Purim, right? Some people like to have Purim the whole year, so they wear masks more often than that. But that's the big question. What does this year have to do with the mask mandate? The masveh. So we're going to see. Comes the Bnei Yisachar, and the Bnei Yisachar says, every month has an angel. You know that, Rabbi Ezra? Every month has a malach. What's the malach of Adar? The Malach of Adar is Avar Chiel. I didn't know that either. But the Malach of Adar is Avar Chiel. Avarich, Avarchi, I will bless Kael. In fact, Megala Mukai says this Malach is in charge of 100 blessings. That's his job. If you visit him in his office, he gives you his business card. It says Avar Chiel, angel in charge of 100 blessings. Let me say, I don't happen not to have the card on me, but that's what it would say. Avar Chiel, he's the angel who's memune over 100 brachos. So that means the month of Adar is specifically designated for Mea brachos. In fact, One of the Ramazim Tumei Brachos is Na'um HaGever Hukam Oil. Oil is 100. 100 Brachos. David HaMelech established 100 Brachos. And when you make 100 Brachos B'chol Yom, it becomes Masoik, sweet. The Gematria of Na'um HaGever Hukam Oil is 546, sweet. Who's the opposite? What's the opposite of sweet?
Bitter.
Maze bitter. Bitter ze ba'anglis, avol be ivrit, mar. Mar. 240. Who else is 240? Amalek. Amalek is mar. He's bitter. 240. Amalek is gematria mar. 240. Got it? So the opposite of Amalek is masoik. 100 brachos is sweet, and Amalek is bitter. When Esther stands up, vatakam, is oisiois masoik, vatakam Esther. She's sweet. Now, the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that the 100 brachos are alluded to in the word nun. Nun is spelled nun, nun. Now watch this. Comes a chida, and the chida says, where is Amalek merumas in the Torah? Eidoisecha Nemnu me'oid leveischa no'ava koidesh. Got it? Eidoisecha ne'emnu me'oid leveischa no'ava koidesh. Rashi Tevois, Amalek. Eidoisecha ayin. Ne'emnu nun. There's no nun. Me'oid mem. Leveischa lamed. Koidesh. Eidoisecha ne'emnu me'oid leveischa no'ava koidesh. That's Amalek. But there's a nun. There are two nuns. Yeah. Amalek's job is to take away the two nuns. Amalek is going to take away 100 brachos. That's Amalek's focus. Amalek wants to rob you of 100 brachos b'chol yom. Because Amalek says, why are you thanking Hashem for the water? It's a coincidence. Why are you thanking Hashem for clothing? It's a coincidence. Why are you thanking Hashem for shoes? It's a coincidence. Why are you thanking Hashem for chicken. It's a coincidence. It's all mikra. Amalek doesn't believe in hashgacha. So Amalek is Eidoisecha ne'emnu me'oid leveischa no'av akosh. Amalek's going to rob you of 100 brachos. So what do we do? And when Amalek's going to rob us of 100 brachos, we're dead. Maves. So what do we have? How do you fix maves? You have to give mishloach manos. You got to get in two nuns. So maves, you stick one nun into one manois, and then to another guy, you give mishloach manois again, and you put in the second nun. So mishloach manois is going to fix Amalek. Amalek brings a maves to the world. Mem, vav, tav. And how do you fix it? You got to stick in the two nuns. Don't just give one guy mishloach manois, because then you're going to be like 50-50. You know, 50-50 guys are, they flunk. So you have to go manois. Manois, you're going to stick in the nun to one guy, stick in the nun, and now the mar, the bitterness of maves, is going to become, what happens when you stick into maves two nuns? Mishloach manois, manois, you put a kuf in maves, masoik, you're back to sweet, you're sweet. So basically, you have, Amalek is death. He's taking out two nuns. He's going to take out, he's going to create maves. He's mar. He's bitter. So if he's bitter, he's going to bring maves. He is Eidoisecha ne'emnu ma'oid leveischa no'av akosh. He's going to remove the two nuns. So we got to stick the two nuns back in. Manois, manois, and then we become masoik. Now throughout the Megillah, we have many ramazim to the 100 brachos. For example, Ki chein yisad hamelech. Ki is 30. Chein is 70, is 100. Or, vayosem hamelech achashverosh. Mas. Mas is 100. The 100 brachos. Now, yes, yes. Let me just see. 1 second. So, I saw this. I'm not sure where it went right now. What's the Indian of putting on a mask on Purim? The Samach Mem is 100. He wants to take away the 100 brachas b'chol yayim. So you know what we're going to do? What else does the Samach Mem want to do? We know Amalek comes and says, Kiyad al Kes Ka. What letters does he take away? The Vav and the Hey. So we got to knock him out. How do we knock him out? First, we punch him until he's completely flipped around. And he becomes from Samach Mem, he turns into Mem Samach. Once he becomes Mem Samach, we bring back the Vav and the Hey, and we make him into Masve. We put on, when you put on a mask, now you have to know what the Kavana is when you put on the mask. The Kavana of putting on the mask is you're knocking, you're punching the Samach Mem, you're flipping him around, he's becoming Mem Samach, and then you bring back the Vav K, and that's the mask. Right? I'm sure that's what your kavanah is when you put on the masva.
Not the pandemic mask, a different mask.
On Purim you can wear whatever mask you want. Okay, so now this is Oyem Benayra. What was the sin of Mechiras Yosef? Remember, what did the Zayar say? What was the sin of Mechiras Yosef? Daniel. What did they stop Yosef from doing? 100 brachas. You know, Chazal, the Torah says that when Yosef was being sold, Hashem made a great miracle that the Arabs that were transporting Yosef, they were carrying nichos, the tzari, they smelled good. And this was a big miracle that this tzaddik shouldn't have to suffer from a bad smell. Usually they carry bad smelling things. I have a question. This guy, Yosef's been kidnapped. He's being held hostage by terrorists. They belong to every terrorist group in the world. You think he was happier that his terrorists were wearing a very pleasant smelling cologne? Like Yosef saying, you know, thank you Hashem that I'm being terrorized by pleasant smelling terrorists. I mean, what exactly is the kavan of Chazal? Oh, they're carrying besamim. What was the sin of Mechiras Yosef? The sin was that they stopped Yosef from making Mea Brachas. Now, what do you do when you're in a jam and it's hard to make Mea Brachas? What do we do on Yom Kippur? People pass around the besamim. Why? You can't eat, you can't drink, you're lacking Mea Brachas. So besamim is always the go-to way. So Hashem said, Eshvatim, you think you're going to keep away from Yosef Mea Brachas? I'm going to make sure that these Arabs are carrying every kind of Atzei besamim, Izbei besamim, Minei besamim. This way Yosef will be smelling besamim the whole time. He'll get in his 100 brachas. That was the Inyan, says one of the Talmidei Hagoyin, Tiferes HaGershuni. That was the Inyan why these Arabs were carrying various kinds of besamim. So, it comes out very remarkable, says the Sefer Koivetz Penine Hashar, that Amalek is here in this world to do what? To take away from Klal Yisrael the Kuf, 100. They're Eidoi Secha, Ne'em Nu Ma'oid, Leveischa No'avakar. They're going to take away the two nuns and they're going to make Masoik into Maves. So how do we counteract them? Who are the two heroes of Purim? Mordechai and Esther. Mordechai is Rosh Besamim. Esther is Hadas, another kind of Besamim. Because they're going to say, Haman, you're going to take away 100 brachas? The Besamim are here. You can never take away the 100 brachas. That's why the heroes of Purim are compared to Besamim. Besamim is always the security blanket when you're being challenged with the Mea Brachas. Bottom line is, so Haman's coming to be Mamayid from Klal Yisrael Mea Brachas. So how do we preempt him? We preempt him by giving Machzas HaShekel. What does the Machzas HaShekel go to? The 100 Adonim, which represent the Mea Brachas B'chol Yom. So that's another way how we preempt Haman. And that's how Rabbi said the Machzas HaShekel is the Kapara from Mechiras Yosef. Mechiras Yosef was trying to take away from Klal Yisrael Mea Brachas. And the Machzas HaShekel build an edifice that magnify and disseminate to the world Mea Brachas B'chol Yom. So it comes out very beautiful. There are two really chatoim of Mechiras Yosef. There is lack of achdus, machloikes, that's all that's cured by Machzas HaShekel, and that's what the Mishkan stands for. The other chesaron in Mechiras Yosef is that they took away from Yosef Mea Brachas, and therefore Hashem made sure that the Arabs were carrying all kinds of besamim, hadasim, nichos, tzari, veloid, shkedim, all the ala fina shmeken, right? All the good smelling things. And by giving the Machzas HaShekel, we preempt Haman's attempt to create maves in the world. He takes away the two nuns. He is Edoi Secha Nemnu Ma'od Levescha Noava Kodesh. And we preempt him by building the great edifice of the Mishkan, by giving the Matzah Sashekel, and making the 100 Adonim, which teach the world about 100 Brachos. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, this concludes Sefer Shemois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mevarech all of us with Chizuk in all in Yanim, especially Belimud HaTorah. We should all be Zoicha to the Bracha we're going to say of Chazak, Chazak, Venis Chazek. And wishing everyone a freilichin chodesh Adar. We should only have a month of Yeshuos, v'nachamos, and Simcha, lanu l'chol Yisrael. Amen. Okay. I'm going to tell you that.
Why'd you start
with Pidyon HaBen?
You asked about
Pidyon HaBen. That's because the Medrash begins with Pidyon HaBen is a kapara from Machyos Yosef. That was just a side point.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.